97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And since I've been engaged, you learn things and you start to take on part of their personality. And my fiance, huge into cooking. I've now been exposed to Food Network. Food Network all over the place. Like, everyone has, like, their default, you know, well, let's check and see what's on this channel. Food Network is now one of those. And brand new show, Food Network, it's called Mexican Made Easy. Chef Marcella is on the phone. Should I call you Chef Marcella or Marcella or...
Just call me Marcella. You can drop the chef part.
Or damn, you're pretty or I don't know.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you very much.
So good morning.
It's a good little show. It's a good little show. You guys are really going to like it.
I'll tell you what. Where did you come from? This is fantastic. How did you end up getting into what you're doing? I mean, did you start cooking as a kid or did you learn? Did you go to school for this or how'd this come about?
I did. Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it really short. I came from a family of chefs. My grandfather was a chef. My aunt was a chef and opened up one of the first cooking schools in Baja. And that's where I got my first job. And my mother was an excellent cook and I studied. I went to school in Los Angeles as well as the Ritz Escoffier pastry school in Paris. I'm specialized in classical French pastry, and it's just always been a big part of my life. I was a food editor at Bon Appetit magazine, and then I wrote my cookbook, and then I've just been cooking and teaching cooking for many, many, many years, since my teens.
Wow.
You know, since I was 16 years old, I started with this sort of thing, so it's been a while.
So you started when you were 16, so you've been doing it for about 6 years, right?
For about four, yeah. Okay,
exactly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to overshoot that. Okay, we're talking to Chef Marcella. It's Mexican Made Easy on the Food Network. Let me ask you this. For people that are just starting, you know, because people, this is learning to cook and doing it in a gourmet way, in a high-end way. You know, it's not just box meals anymore. Everyone's, you know, trying to up their game with cooking. What are the rookie mistakes? What are the main things when people coming into culinary school, what are the things you always have to teach them? What's the common mistake?
Well, you know what? You have to keep it simple. I mean, I know you said gourmet, and I know you said, you know, taking it to a different level. But at the same time, especially these days, I think people just want to, you know, bring it actually back and want to make it, you want to make the flavors really natural, really clear, really easy in terms of the procedure. You don't want to get too complex with the recipes. Find recipes that speak out to you, where the procedure is something that, you know, you can find approachable with the equipment that you have in your kitchen, with the ingredients that you can find in your market. And I think you've got a good recipe there.
Again, we're talking to Chef Marcella. It's Mexican Made Easy on the Food Network. Tell me about the show. It's a brand new show, right?
It's a brand new show. It's called Mexican Made Easy. It premiered last Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and it plays every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. And it's about cooking the Mexican food that I grew up with and trying to break away from the stereotype of, you know, nacho cheese and burritos and margaritas and chimichangas. And, you know, as wonderful and beloved as those foods are, I wanted to present something different, something fresh, like I said, something new. The recipes are really approachable. It's an incredible set. It's a beautiful kitchen. It's really inviting. And I just want to tell people that there's so much going on in Mexican food, and it doesn't have to be complex or hard to prepare, and it's very easy.
Okay, here's the thing. I hate spice. I'm a big wuss when it comes to spicy food. And I realize, you know, it's not really macho to say that. Like, the macho thing is like, oh, the hotter the better. I want to sweat. I don't like spice. Is there stuff that's going to be not as, you know, not as spicy or not as on fire? Because,
oh,
I mean, because that's the...
Absolutely.
You know, that's the stereotype. Mexican food, oh, it's going to be spicy.
No, not at all. In the first recipe, you've got the first episode, which was last Saturday, we prepared a wonderful eggs benedicto, which is eggs benedict, obviously, but with a chipotle hollandaise. And if you know that tuna, you know that some of them provide more flavor and smoke than spice. And chipotle is one of them. So if you add just a little bit of the chipotle, you're not going to get that much of a kick. And if you don't like the kick, that's totally cool. And you're going to get a lot of the flavor. Same with a pasilla chile. If you incorporate that into a salsa or into a sauce or into some sort of marinade, you're going to get a lot of flavor and you're not going to get a lot of heat. And there are a lot of sweet dishes as well. I mentioned, you know, you can prepare a strawberry tartlet using Mexican raw sugar, which is what we do for the Valentine's Day episode.
Right.
And for Game Day Grabs, which is next week's episode, we make this yummy shrimp marinated in cilantro and lime juice, which is, and rosemary, which isn't spicy at all. So you're going to find a lot of dishes that, you know, are pretty light on the palate in terms of the spice. So you'll be happy when you watch.
You are so good. I feel like I'm watching the show right now, or I'm listening to the show. That's what
yay.
I feel like I'm right there. Again, we're talking to Chef Marcella. It's Mexican Made Easy. Saturday nights, it's 9:30 on the Food Network. Now, this is a brand new thing. This isn't your first go around on the TV. You've been doing the Spanish, the Mexican TV for a while now. Where do you go from here? I mean, obviously there's more cookbooks and all kinds of stuff. Oh, by the way, your website, chefmarcella.com. You can definitely check that out. But what else is coming up for you?
Well, we're working on book two, of course, and this, I work with a few different products, but it's just really busy right now with the show and the press and things like that. My dream is to open up my own restaurant, but I'm a single mom to a 5-year-old little kid with a TV show and a book and some endorsement deals. So I barely have time to sleep.
So
as soon as things settle down a little bit, I'm thinking of opening up my own restaurant here in San Diego with the same idea, contemporary Mexican cuisine.
Well, number one, thank you very much for waking up early for us this morning. I appreciate that. Number two, what do you endorse? Is it like food products? Is it like cooking utensils? What do you endorse?
I've a few different food products. I work with the U.S. Hispanic market with the Unilever company.
Very cool. Again, it's Chef Marcella. It's Mexican Made Easy. Saturday nights, 9:30 on the Food Network. ChefMarcella.com. One thing we do with all of you celebrities, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about the real you, okay?
You got it.
All right. If you weren't a chef, what would you be doing for a living?
I'd be a gymnast.
Favorite toy as a child?
Mr. Potato Head.
If you are going on a road trip, what is your go-to snacks?
Burritos.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
The Breakfast Club.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Hands.
And finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
My food processor.
There it is. It's Chef Marcella. It's Mexican Made Easy. Saturday is 9:30 on the Food Network. What's the one thing, if you're going to start a kitchen, what's the one thing you definitely need to have in your kitchen?
A really good stove.
There it is. It's Chef Marcella. It is Mexican Made Easy on the Food Network. Saturdays at 9:30. ChefMarcella.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Big Papa. You as well.
Thank you so much. Chef Marcella, everybody. Be right back. It's Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.